I awoke today and found frost perched on the town. It hovered in the frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked room, I get the urge for going but I never seem to go. Yeah, I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. I had a girl in summertime with summer-colored skin. Not a man in this whole town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves were falling down and bully winds rubbed our faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. Yes, she's got the urge for going meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. Now the warriors of winter give a cold and mournful shout. All that stays is dying, all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, and they got the wings to go. Yeah, they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime falling, closing in. I'll pile a fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin, lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime, have her stay for just another month or so, but she's got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. Yeah, she gets the urge for going is turning brown. Summertime falling down, winter closing in. Yes, she got the urge for going, 'cause the meadow grass was turning brown. Thank you. You know, doing an open mic at the holiday season, it's always a crapshoot. You know, you're going to do some holiday songs. You have a limited number of them, you know, because you, after all, you only do them a couple of times, you know, a couple of weeks of the year. Then they go back in the drawer. And then you pull them out the next year. And if you're like me, on the more complex ones with a lot of chords, I need a cheat sheet. I told Andrew, man, I wouldn't have tried that song without a cheat sheet. It's a really tough one, very, very chordy. But the other thing about open mics at Christmas time is you sit there and listen to your set list get whittled down. Thanks, Andrew. This one's not actually a Christmas song. It's a seasonal song. From 1934, written by Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith. It's called Winter Wonderland. Now, the interesting thing about Winter Wonderland, if you're familiar with the lyric, the religious rite of 1934, and yes, there was a religious rite in 1934, just as wacky as some of them are today, they tried to get Winter Wonderland banned because they claimed that it promoted premarital sex. No word of a lie. Boy, that's an awful stretch. Awful, awful stretch. I don't know. Maybe they thought that since the snowman didn't, you know, condemn them on the spot, they could go back to the ski lodge and do it. I don't know. But anyway, the folks who wrote the song said, crap, we're in trouble here. So in order to become politically correct, they wrote another bridge and another last verse. And believe me, well, at least in my opinion, they're really lame. But they kept the song from being banned. I'm going to do the original, Shock the Hell Out of You. And then I'm going to do the alternate bridge and last verse. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening in the lane? The snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings his love song as we stroll along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build the snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Horrors. Later on we'll conspire as we do whatever we're gonna do by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in we can build a snowman. Dress him up just like a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, it's so thrilling. Though your nose is a-chillin', to frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland, ah, walking in a winter wonderland, oh yeah, walking in a winter wonderland. Thank you. This is also not a Christmas song, although people tend to think it is. It was written in 1949 by Evelyn Danzig and Jack Siegel. People think it's a Christmas song. They associate it with Christmas because the first hit recording of it in 1949 was done by the Browns, and it was done at Christmas. Harry Belafonte had a hit in 56, and it came out at Christmas. So the song just became associated with, even though in the lyric there's no mention of Christmas, there's no mangers, there's no angels, there's no Rudolphs, there's no snowmen, no nada. It's about a miracle. And miracles happen every day if we're awake enough to see them. I peeked in to say goodnight, and I heard my child in prayer. Please bring me some scarlet ribbon. Scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were dark and shuttered in our town. The streets were bare. Not one single scarlet ribbon, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in, and on her bed, in gay profusion, lying there, I saw ribbons. Lovely ribbons, lots of ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where. Came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her. Thank you. This is definitely not a Christmas song. I don't do this one very often. Written in 1967 by a former bandmate, Bruce Arnold. I've only recently started doing it. Hit the Bubbling Under charts in 1968, hit the Hot 100 in 1969, covered by Rose Colored Glass, Hootie and the Blowfish, several others. They were interesting times. But I haven't done the song until very recently because I didn't particularly like it. But of course, I played it thousands of times. And then somebody convinced me, one of my musical partners, Colette O'Connor, convinced me I should really do it. So I sat down one day and worked it up and had to change the key so I could sing it. And I said, well, I'll change the chord progression a little bit because I think it could be better. And then I said, well, I think I'll change the melody a little. And there's some places in the lyric that don't make any sense, so I'm going to change them. And of course, I have to lose the New York Philharmonic, and if you can work it out for one guy with a guitar. But it came out, I think, pretty good. I just recorded it a little while ago. It hasn't come out yet. Find the time to tell you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Can't find the time to tell you. So many things to say, couldn't fit them in a book of 1,000 pages. So many people say, I couldn't tell a lie in 1,000 ages. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're wrong. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Can't find the time to tell. Can't find the time to tell you. I look at your pretty face and fall in love every time I see you. Your nightgown of regal lace flowing to the ground in a mist. Maybe you're on. Maybe you're on. Maybe you're on. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Can't find the time to tell you. Ba-da-da-da-da. Can't find the time to tell you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. This one is a Christmas song. I'm surprised nobody beat me to it. In 1939, Montgomery Ward, does anybody remember the company Montgomery Ward? Besides me, Monkey Ward. Yeah, that's the one. They used to send around a catalog about that thick, you know. And people could buy by mail order. And in the old days, they were like the Sears catalog, you know, before they went to the glossy, stiff paper. In the old days, the original Monkey Ward catalogs and Sears catalogs were used as toilet paper back in when people had outhouses. But anyway, in 1939, Monkey Ward's marketing people decided that they should do something for their customers. So they commissioned a guy named Robert May to create a coloring book that with a story to it that they could give to the to their customers, take home to their kids, right? So Robert May came up with a reindeer with a red nose, made the coloring book of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in 1948. A guy named Johnny Marks set it to music, and Gene Autry had a number one hit with it. And he had top 10 hits with it for years and years and years around Christmas time. There's an interesting thing about Rudolph, you know. Of course, the song got so popular, and then TV came along, so they started making cartoons, right? And this kind of legend or whatever mystique got built around it. Like, who were Rudolph's real parents? Some people claim it was Donner and Mrs. Donner, you know. And there were several other characters, Clarice, who was his girlfriend. You know, these never appeared in the coloring book or in the song, but, you know, the TV and the toy companies and all that stuff, they created these things. But there is one character that is in the song. People don't really realize this. Rudolph actually had a thing for this girl reindeer, and she didn't want to have nothing to do with him. She was in an abusive relationship. She crapped on him. Her name was Olive, and she is in the song. Who is it that laughed and called him names? Olive the other reindeer. You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer, there she is, used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. You if an original song was to be created by someone who lived in the Australian outback, would it be called an Aboriginal? Richard Barrett introduced me to this song. Simpson back there. He does a great version too. It's written in 1968 by Townes Van Zandt. Gave her name as Caroline, the daughter of a miner. Her ways were free, and it seemed to me sunlight walked beside her. She came from Spencer over the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause coal was low and soon the snow would paint the sky with winter. She said she came to look for work, not to ask for a favor, just a dime a day and a place to stay or turn her hands to labor. But times were tough and jobs were few throughout Tecumseh Valley. She asked around, and a job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. She saved enough to go back home when spring replaced the winter. But her dreams denied, her pa had died. The word came down from Spencer. Took to horror on the streets with bitterness inside her, and many a man came back again to lay himself beside her. They found her underneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. And in her hand, a note that cried, "Farewell, Tecumseh Valley." She gave her name as Caroline, the daughter of a miner. And her ways were free, and it seemed to me walked beside her. A song written by another of my musical partners, a fellow named Stephen Martin. Yeah, that's right. He's a former bandmate of Gary's. Steve and I go back to the days of Congress Alley in Worcester. 49 years ago. We still play together today. Stephen spent the summer of love out in Haight-Ashbury. He came back determined that he was going to transplant that scene into Worcester. And that was the birth of Congress Alley, which in its heyday had 350 people involved. It's actually becoming it's been named a cultural historical district in Worcester. There's this gigantic mural on the wall of a club that borders on the lower entrance to Congress Alley. And a lot of us denizens are in the mural. Anyway, Steve always used to say, he still does say, that he collects weird people. And I guess that means that I'm a weird people, which is okay. You know. The song is about one of the people he met out in Haight-Ashbury. With your friend and mine, Rosie O'Reilly from a chorus line. A drunken old woman sat down to my right, and Rosie proceeded to act impolite. Tell me, said Rosie, old lady, one thing. Wasn't that you I heard trying to sing in the park on the soapbox last Saturday night? For a drunken old lady, you sounded all right. The pink ballerina has her dying swan. The hooker has her steps, so does the John. The stars have their destiny, and I have my faults. And the drunk in the alley has her whiskey waltz. For your information, the old lady replied, I used to be famous, quite dignified. I sang with the opera all over the world. And you're awfully proud for a young chorus girl. My fame, it was hollow, so was my pride. People were cruel and self-satisfied. So I came down to whiskey, and here we all are. And she got up and walked out of the bar. The pink ballerina has her dying swan. The hooker has her steps, so does the John. The stars have their destiny, and I have my faults. And the drunk in the alley has her whiskey waltz. I wished Rosie well and ran into the dark. I followed the opera queen down to the park. I followed although it had started to storm. Till she got to the beach and I watched her perform. She danced all around in the cold evening rain, in time to the whiskey that drummed in her brain. She sang to the ocean, she bowed to the stone. All I could do was just leave her. Pink ballerina has her dying swan. The hooker has her steps, so does the John. The stars have their destiny, and I have my faults. And the drunk in the alley has her whiskey waltz. Thank you. One more. There's another one by Stephen Martin. Singularly appropriate for Massachusetts, since question four passed. This is a song about better living through chemistry. Black beauty, it's me, swinging in from the cherry tree. Black beauty, can't you see I'm yours now that I'm free? And heavenly blue, will I love you? Won't you say that you love me too? Won't you kindly tell me what it was I was supposed to do? You know the groundhog has a periscope poking up through the sand. There's a beatnik at my door. Got a feeling that he's the man, Mary Jane. Hello. How does your garden grow? Really miss my baby. You're the only friend I know. Sweet little sugar cube. You're so fine. Really helped me to straddle that line. Take me in your golden arms and fly me to the end of time. Ah, but Red Devil, you got me uptight. Keep me guessing all the long, lonely night. Rapping to the light bulb about how I'm gonna be all right. Now, I suspect that most of you would prefer to remain my friends. But the boys in blue will come for you. Who will have us? Who will have us than Mary Jane? That's who. How does your garden grow? Really miss my baby. You're my only friend, I know. I'm Mary Jane, baby. How does your garden grow? Really miss my baby, and you're my only friend. Really miss my baby, and you're my only friend. Really miss my baby, and you're the only friend I know. Thank you very much. No, okay. As if we didn't have that planned. This is a Christmas song. Actually, it's two Christmas songs that I've kind of put together. First one was written in 1859 by a priest in a small church in Austria named Franz Gruber. Seems that the organ that they had in his little church, you know, it was one of those pump organ things, the bellows had failed, you know, mice had chewed through the leather or something. So they didn't have any music for their Christmas celebration. And they didn't, you know, the choir didn't know what to do, and not that they were that good anyways. So Franz Gruber just pulled out a poem that he had written, and he went to a guy named Joseph Moore, who was a school teacher, who happened to play guitar, and Moore put it to music. And they performed it, you know, a couple of days later at the Christmas celebration. And the song is... has evolved, of course, over the years. But it's, and obviously it's been translated out of the original Austrian. The original arrangement of it by Joseph Moore is really simple. There's only three chords. And that's the way everybody does it, except one artist, the great Celtic artist, Enya, has a version in bilingual in Gaelic and English that's absolutely out of this world. And you'll look it up on YouTube, really. So I've adopted her chords. The other song that I've put into this little mashup was written in 1956 by a guy named Jester Hairston. Jester Hairston was a cool dude. He was an African-American born in 1901. Died early in the year 2000 after having seen 1901 through 1999. The first African-American to graduate from Tufts. He was an inventor, an author, a music historian, a songwriter, a collector of music, an actor. He did all kinds of things. Interesting dude. He wrote the song Amen from Lilies of the Field, which was a monster hit for the Impressions back in the late 50s. This particular song was a hit by Harry Belafonte in around 56. when it had been just been written. A few years later, a Jamaican group called Boney M did a version of it, a pre-reggae version. And they mashed it up with something else. It wasn't my favorite arrangement. Well, I like reggae, but that one didn't do much for me. So I've put the two of them together anyway. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels singing, new King. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. They find no place to born the child. Not a single room was in sight. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels singing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Shepherds quake at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Jesus the Savior is born. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing, the music seems to come from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Son of God brings love's pure light. Radiance beams from his holy face, bringing the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus was Lord at his birth. Jesus was Lord at his birth. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say, that we shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Thank you very much.